This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Am I the only one that's been kind of bothered by being a Generation Xer, but having that X? Young people may not realize this, but in the olden days, if there was an X on something, you're gone. Maybe it's because, was it Card Sharks? What game show was that where there would be like a big, huge red X? So whenever you saw an X, that means like three strikes. Oh, it's a strike. Baseball. There it is. Okay. I did watch some baseball as a kid. I didn't like as much as football, but yeah. So an X means a strike. So we're Generation Xers. That's maybe not a good thing, right? I think we got to get rid of the X. Maybe we need to kind of make it a... What's a home run? What's a sign for a home run? A circle? I don't know. When I played tic-tac-toe, I always picked the X. I loved X's. I wasn't very good with circles because I couldn't make my circle perfect, but you could make an X easy. So I kind of like X's, so I like being a Generation Xer, but maybe it's bad news. The reason why it could be bad news is they say deaths among middle-aged Americans are skyrocketing. In fact, more middle-aged Americans are dying than in other high-income industrial countries. Now, I can't stand headlines such as these, because you and I are like, okay, you know, what's the backstory? What's the... secondary gain, is there supposed to be some political message in this? Well, I don't think so. I think this is one of the first ones to actually just say it like it is. And all these months, when we've been talking about the decline of our life expectancy, everybody's been blaming the opioid crisis or Obamacare, okay? One or the other. And, you know, in my neck of the woods, I live in Nevada. And a fantastic state, and we lose about four or five hundred a year in overdose opioid deaths. I just did the math. That just didn't seem to suggest that opioid deaths is causing the life expectancy drop. I think there's more to it. So I had on my show suggested maybe there's more suicides, maybe less people are going to the doctor. Maybe people have high deductibles, so they're not going in and getting their EKG. Maybe they're not getting their angiogram. Maybe they're not getting their CT calcium score. You know, maybe we're foregoing a lot. You know, I mean, maybe we're not going in for our PAPs, getting our prostates checked. So it was very, very easy to start interweaving some political theme to this. Well, the University of Virginia Commonwealth University, I apologize, Virginia Commonwealth University did a study. And they found that there are 35 reasons for middle-aged Americans to be dying. The opioid crisis, alcoholism, suicides do rank high, but also obesity, heart disease, cancer. There's a whole bunch of reasons. And this is kind of the first time that I've seen a study where they're really open about this, saying, look, we're dying more than other countries. And it's not just one thing. We can't just blame one thing. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now we could finally have a good discussion. Mind you, look, I think politics are fascinating. I think this country needs politics. I mean, that's why we're a republic. Okay? You know, we need to have the checks and balances. We need to have the elections. I am for that. What I'm not for is a lack of progress or a lack of research or a lack of any sort of getting off your butt to do something because you wanted to fall in line with a political ideology. The opioid crisis is tragic, but it's not the cause of everything, okay? I mean, we, you know, and if we sit here and we just focus on, okay, well, it's Obamacare, or it's the opioid crisis, or it's the Democrats, or it's the Republicans. Nobody's going to stop and go realize, okay, you know what? We really are having higher cholesterol levels. People aren't getting the statins. Why not? Why aren't they going on the statins? Well, maybe there's false messages on the internet. Maybe we have a lot of false education out there. Maybe we have misinformation coming from, you know, other sources, and that might be the cause of our life expectancy going down. Yeah, maybe we have a lot of people not liking their current life, realizing that, you know, suicide isn't a bad thing anymore. Maybe they've abandoned religion, and they don't feel like religion is there for them, and God is there for them. And so when they are depressed, they think suicide is their only way out. Unless we have this conversation, we're not going to figure out why our life expectancy is dropping. How bad is it dropping? Well, other countries are in the 80s. I think Japan, life expectancy is 84, France, 82. Here, we're at 78. And, you know, some people are like, it's just a couple years. But we were doing so good. When I first went on air in 2009, I predicted we would easily be in the 80s by the end of this decade, easily. And I was proven wrong, so I'm ticked, because I'm rarely wrong. And I was proven wrong. Why? Because people are dying of a whole variety of things, more than they need to be, considering this is 2019. Now, interestingly and tragically, many of these increases in deaths are happening in the Ohio Valley. Now, they looked at an age range of 25 to 65. So they're saying middle age is 25 to 65. I think middle age is 40, 50, 60. They did try to change where middle age is now 45 to 65. But basically, they're saying middle age, but when you really look at the study, they look at age 25 to 65. So it includes some boomers, and it does include millennials, and maybe even a couple Zers. So finally, we are going to have the conversation that we are dying from a variety of things. People are drinking too much. People are killing themselves. People are overdosing. But they're also dying of heart disease. They're also dying of cancer. Why is that? Is it because their deductible is too high? Maybe not. Maybe it is. Is it because they are going more towards alternative medications? Is it because, again, misinformation? I love alternative medications. What I'm saying is, you know, is somebody choosing an alternative medication rather than having surgery? We need to identify why. I mean, we are one of the smartest, most brilliant countries, and here we are, headline after headline, talking about how we're starting to die when we have, it's a pretty vibrant population. We're not talking about our centenarians. We're talking about our middle agers, and we're the ones putting money into the economy. And so if we're dying faster than in other countries, our economy is going to go down. And you think we can figure this out? 1-877-DOC-7, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we are seeing headlines that we are going to be bracing for the coldest Thanksgiving in decades. Apparently, 100 million Americans are on alert, according to Daily Mail, as bomb cyclone and second powerful winter storm threaten travel chaos with strong winds, heavy rain, and up to 3 feet of snow from Rocky Mountains to the Great Lakes. Apparently, a quarter of Denver's international airports, 1,500 flights have been canceled. Airport officials say even more cancellations are likely today. The first storm is already underway. Snow is currently falling at a rate of 3 inches per hour over Denver. The storm will move into the Rockies and towards the central U.S. on Thanksgiving, dumping rain on the East Coast on Sunday. 26 states have now weather warnings from California to New York, including transport hubs of L.A., Denver, Minneapolis, and Chicago. This is the busiest travel week of the year. I don't know why Christmas isn't. And I think it's because some people may come out before Christmas, some people may come out right, I don't know. But Thanksgiving is usually the busiest travel week. And a strong storm is expected to drop feet of snow in parts of Colorado, Wyoming. We have a bunch of airlines issuing travel alerts, blizzards, wintry conditions. From what I understand, there was a really bad accident in Colorado, I think Denver. So we're really worried about slick roads. My great uncle died from black ice in Cleveland years ago, and it scares me. You know, I mean, I live in the Southwest, so I live in, you know, Las Vegas, Nevada, and, you know, when we get just a touch bit of snow, you know, or there's like a gutter that has, you know, that is frozen over, and our car slips and slides, the panic that ensues. I can't imagine my whole drive. But when I lived in New York, when I lived in Reno, Nevada, we had a couple bad snowstorms, and I was on the 395 slipping and sliding all over the place, and thank God it didn't hit anybody. But I mean, when you're sliding, you're like, it's like Jesus take the wheel. I mean, you are at the mercy of God. You just can't, control the car. So it's scary stuff. They say another major storm is expected to descend on the West Coast over Tuesday and Wednesday, bringing, quote, bomb cyclone conditions with over 2 feet of snow to the mountains of the Northwest and possibly flash flood in Southern California. National Weather Service described this second storm as historic. They also said it could rival the strength of a Category 1 hurricane with winds up to 74 miles per hour in Southwest Oregon and Northwest California. Now, the big question is, PG&E and the power companies in Northern California going to shut off power during Thanksgiving? If the winds are going to be that high, when people are going to be camping and lighting fires, you know, are they not going to want the risk with electricity? I don't think so. I haven't heard of any power outages for Thanksgiving, but 74 mile per hour winds? Whoa. Storm system is going to then move to the Rockies towards the central U.S. on Thanksgiving into the weekend and then dumping a crap load of rain onto the East Coast. I'm right now looking at Denver. It is just covered. Snow's beautiful, though. I mean, winter's here. It's sure is beautiful. But we are looking at some real bad storm systems. I'm going to be driving to L.A., so we're still going to stay in the South. We're going to drive on Thanksgiving Day. With us, I told the family, I don't have to have Thanksgiving dinner at 2 p.m. In fact, it allows me to kind of watch the Cowboy game. NFL has free phone football, right? You know those commercials? So I can watch the Dallas game at 1:30. I know, I'm probably not going to get to see the whole thing, but that's okay. So first storm expected today, Minneapolis. So GCN Network is based in Minneapolis. Minneapolis may see more than 6 inches of snow into Wednesday, which means I might want to take off. Guys, you have to let me know if you're not coming to work Wednesday. I think they do. I mean, the show must go on. But that's some pretty bad snow. What else are they saying here? I'm looking at all these pretty pictures. I love weather and meteorologists. They really know how to, you know, attract you by having all these colors. You got the blue and you got the green. There's pink. I'm not sure what the hot pink means. My guess is the hot pink. There's like a fluorescent pink near Kansas City and stuff, or Nebraska. My guess is that means a lot of snow. Thanksgiving Day Parade, Macy's, they may have to ground the big balloons because of gusts. Organizers are preparing for the possibility that they will have to ground the iconic balloon characters given 40 to 15 mile per hour gusts. Rules in place have been placed because there were people that got hurt years ago. I think it was 97. Minneapolis, St. Paul may have the biggest November snowfall in nearly a decade. They say travel in northwestern Wisconsin is going to be chaotic. Chicago may only see rain. That's interesting. Minneapolis, though, may get it worse. You see people again bringing the politics, going, you see, we don't have global warming. You see, we don't. And I am always kind of scratching my head at, you know, these conversations all the time of global warming, and they happen in the summer because summer's hot, you know, and that's a great time to bring it up because you're like, yeah, the earth is getting warmer and everybody's sweating and they're like, yeah. I mean, even I'm like, yeah, we're getting hotter. But then we get these real, real bad winter storms, and it gets really, really cold. And like in my neck of the woods, it got cold earlier than it did. And then you're like, okay, now wait a second here. Again, I'm okay with calling it climate change. I just don't know how much your car or my car or the burger I eat is causing that. I mean, I don't think you and I have the power to make these storms. I don't. A bomb cyclone. Teach me. Listen, I'm a scientist, okay? I majored in bio, minored in chemistry, became an MD. You know, teach me the science to this. I don't like seeing bomb cyclones. And we're supposed to have a bomb cyclone. You know, we're going to be seeing, you know, a very dangerous Thanksgiving weekend. All right? I would love to prevent that. If there is science telling me that there is something I could do, I'd like to know about it, okay? I'm not a jerk. But again, this is the point I made in the last segment. Do not waste our time going after the Impossible Whopper or whatever, a Big Mac, and putting all our energy and time and money on that when we have other things we could be doing for all this inclement weather type stuff that we get throughout the decades. Now, mind you, I want to save the trees. I love trees. I want to protect our forests because of the oxygen they provide. I don't want to see people with cars that are blowing smoke and crap into the air. So I love, you know, certain things that could help the environment. But at some point, we need to stop and realize sometimes what we do is we mess things up. I mean, people are so frustrated with the blackouts with PG&E. And PG&E, you know, has issues with the trees that they could have cut down to put up power lines. People want to live in the forest. They want power. Well, if they want power, there needs to be power lines. You can't have power lines right up against trees. You need to have a distance, especially if there's going to be big winds. So I don't know what the answer is. Now, AAA has predicted that the number of travelers over a five-day stretch will be the second highest, behind only 2005. The gallon of gas for regular was $2.59. I think in my neck of the woods, it's $3.30. $3.30 for a gallon of gas. Rental cars average $75 a day. That's the highest Thanksgiving price since AAA started keeping track. Hotel rooms, they say, are a mixed bag. Prices falling from last year, but rising a little bit at the mid-range. People might feel they can afford a trip because of low unemployment, rising household, and the stock market's continued strength. So I think a lot more people are like, yeah, let's celebrate Thanksgiving. A lot of people are in fear that there's going to be another recession coming, so they're like, well, let's see the family now because we don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, flying, airline traffic up 4%. And I'm kind of shocked by that because it is starting to be a waste of money to fly. I think it is an absolute waste. I am not a fan of spending $700 for a coach seat. I think that's ridiculous. But people are desperate. And they, you know, if they got to get to grandma, they're going to get to grandma. Airlines added about 850 flights and about 108 seats. 108,000, I'm sorry, seats per day to handle the increase over last year's crowds. American Airlines plans to operate 7,000 flights on Sunday. 7,046 flights, just one less than on August 8th, which was its heaviest schedule. Not sure why. So, do you have any travel tips? Anything, you know, I could recommend? Well, get to the airport early. Don't be panicking about delayed flights. Just expect a delay. All right? Expect a delay. Make sure you have medicines, not only in your suitcase, but some of them in your carry-on bag, just in case the luggage gets lost. All right? Make sure you're well-rested, well-fed, clean off the seat, and have that air that blows on you, blow right in front of you, to blow away any germs if people cough on you. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Winter weather may be threatening travel for millions of Americans over the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend. More than a foot of snow is forecast for Colorado and Wyoming before the storms move to the upper Midwest. Marie Dodds with AAA says storms and holidays don't mix well.
Bad weather and Thanksgiving travel can be a bad situation. You know, most folks don't want to cancel their Thanksgiving trip, so we tend to see folks head out no matter what the weather.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is announcing more sanctions. Pompeo is encouraging people in Iran to continue sending evidence of the nation's crackdown on protesters inside the country.
We've received to date nearly 20,000 messages, videos, pictures, notes of the regime's abuses through Telegram messaging services. I hope they will continue to be sent to us. We will continue to sanction Iranian officials who are responsible for these human rights abuses.
USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this story went viral. I'm sure you guys heard. Drunk man broke into a woman's house. This woman kicked the crap out of him. And the woman was 82. He picked the wrong house. She's an 82-year-old bodybuilder. She says she, quote, did a number on him. Good girl. Willie Murphy was getting ready for bed. But it even gets more admirable. You'll see. Apparently last Thursday, she was getting ready for bed. she heard a loud pounding on the door. It was about 11 p.m. It was dark outside. She lives in Rochester, New York. So the man was outside shouting. And he was shouting, "Please call an ambulance." Apparently he had been shot. So she called 911. And then Miss Murphy heard a loud noise. And suddenly the man was inside. So he basically broke in. She didn't open the door. Now, she basically, with the same, shall we say, infusion of strength and grit and instinct as the 79-year-old great-grandmother who scared a would-be thief into a closet after shooting at him, and the Philadelphia great-grandmother who chased a burglar bloodied by her bullets out of the home, apparently a Georgia grandmother who fought off two armed attackers who tried to tie her up. Apparently she was categorized as Granny's Gone Wild. There's Granny's Gone Wild. Apparently that's a hashtag out there. Now we have Willie Murphy, who can apparently deadlift 225 pounds, according to Washington Post. She started jumping on him, then poured a bottle of shampoo onto his face, and then she started battling at him with a broom. She told ABC 13, "I'm old, I'm alone, guess what, I'm tough." She said, "I did a number on that man." So according to Rochester Police Department, officers responded to her home at 10:53 p.m. on Thursday. Officials say Murphy actually struck the man in the head with a stool. And what's really admirable is she did not ask police to file any charges, because the man, who the police are not identifying, had been, quote, extremely intoxicated and not aware of what was going on. Miss Murphy instead wanted the suspect to get medical treatment. Now, she's a retired social worker, and I believe she actually was on the Today Show last year for her record-setting participation in the World Natural Powerlifting Federation. At the time, she was 81 years old, weighed 105 pounds, stood 5 feet tall, but she was able to powerlift. And why does she powerlift? Well, she wants to stay healthy, fit, and independent. She goes, "When it snows in Rochester, guess who's doing the snow?" She said, "Me." So when the man was given medical attention, Murphy told ABC 13 that the responding officers lingered. The officers that came wanted to go on my front porch and take selfies with me. That is awesome. I love this story. This is a feel-good story. This is a feel-good story. One, all right, anybody who's over boomer age, a traditionalist, can be like, "Oh, hell yeah, do not rule us out just because we are older." But, you know, it had a good ending. It's a great story, great headline, but it unfortunately highlights a very, very scary time for seniors. You know, a lot of us outlive our spouse. Well, I mean, it's going to happen. You know, we all don't die on the same day. It's rare. And so you will find yourself alone. And some of us will live with the kids. I have two boys who I do not think will want to live with me. I mean, they seem to like living with me now, but I just kind of get the feeling that they are going to meet women who are very, very strong like me. And they're going to be looking at me and say, "Oh, hell no. She is not going to be in our house." And I'm going to be like, "What? But he's my baby. Let me live with you guys. I don't want to live with the kids. I don't. But I also don't want to be alone." So if I realize this now, that I will be alone one day, then I better know how to fight. I better know how to home alone it, where I have traps or something, where if somebody does break in, I could do something. Now, luckily for her, he was drunk, probably confused, and I, you know, wasn't going at it to attack. I mean, we just heard about a college student that was just, I believe, strangled in a parking lot. And that seemed to be somebody who was alert and just in it for the kill. But some of these home invasions, you do have an opportunity. Now, these grannies gone wild, I don't think that's an appropriate term. I think these are grannies who are doing exactly what they're supposed to. I mean, they are defending their home. And the idea that, well, if there's not a man in the house, you know, it's going to be an easy target. I mean, if these women have a gun, no, it's not. And I understand this person was drunk, but when we have this society where, you know, in these gun-free zones and all that, where the bad people know that their soon-to-be victim is unarmed, I think we're doing ourselves a disservice. You know, when I went for my CCW, I was in class going, can I, you know, around the house, can I outside the house, you know, so intruders don't come in, to let them know this is a gun house, and we got guns, and this is not the place that you want to break into. And, you know, the officer that was teaching it was like, yeah, but the flip side of it is then, if people do need guns, or if anything happens, they know exactly where to go to get guns, and they can storm your house. So, but I want people to know that I'm, you know, I'm armed. I want people to know not to mess with the house. I mean, I told you, there was a home invasion. It was 2 in the morning. I had just finished working on my podcast. This is when I did a nightly show at KDWN. My show is still on at night, KDWN, but it's not live. It's replayed. But when I would do my nightly live show, I finished my show, and then I was working on a podcast for a few hours. It was about 2 in the morning. And I felt somebody. I told you guys this. I felt somebody because I was in the outside casita, and I was upstairs. And I just felt somebody. I was like, God, I feel like there's a 6-foot man near me. And I'm like, quit it. You're being paranoid. Then all of a sudden, I heard a alarm. Our alarm. So I go, check on my husband and the dog. They're asleep throughout the alarm. So I go to grab the gun. I stand in front of my kid's bedroom. I hear somebody downstairs, and I tell him to get the blank out. And then I get ready to fire a warning shot. And he could hear the cocking of the rifle. So he leaves. And when they found him, I didn't get to see him because it was dark downstairs. Oh, yeah, I'm going to protect my babies. Mama bear, man. And the funny thing is I didn't even have to think about it. I ran, got the gun, stood in front of the kids' rooms because the kids' rooms, unfortunately, were right there when the stairs are. I wish our room was, but usually the master bedroom is in the back, you know. And so anyway, I'm standing in front of the kids' rooms. He leaves. Apparently he got through the doggy door. And when they found him, it was actually a 6-foot male. It was, yeah, I don't know how I picked up on that. My guess is he looked at the house and he saw that I was busy. Now, you know, because they scoped the place and they saw that I was probably busy and working on podcasts and giggling at whatever I said. And that he probably thought he could go downstairs. He probably thought the alarm wasn't on. And so I was just so happy that I had a gun and an ability to have a gun. But that's why I was telling the officer, I'm like, why can't I just tell people I have a gun so I don't have to go through all this trouble? Then maybe they won't come into my house. I mean, I don't want to have to be in a position where I have to shoot somebody. But this 82-year-old woman shows that we don't write off anybody because of their age. And you don't break into a house, and you never know what's going to be behind that door. So don't do it. Don't do it. You know? A lot of older people had invested in jewelry. Us younger people were all about costume jewelry. I don't really have any fancy jewelry. It's all costume. So, you know, I make that very well known because the last thing you want to do is come in and break into my house for that. Thing is people aren't breaking in for that. A lot of people are breaking in for narcotics. They're breaking in for medications. I go, if you want my Vagifem hormones, you can have it. Good luck to you. Sell it on eBay. I don't care. But here, I'll just put it outside the door like the trick-or-treat candy. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So study shows that extra virgin olive oil staves off multiple forms of dementia in mice. Good, because I need somebody to take care of me later. I'm really fearful that I'm going to get dementia. So good. As long as the mice we know are good, feed them the oil. But maybe it'll help us. So they say the extra virgin olive oil, or EVOO, E-V-O-O, can help keep our brains young. This is according to research scientists at the Lewis Katz School of Medicine at Temple University. EVOO is a superfood. Has antioxidants, can help health benefits, and previous School of Medicine, the Lewis Katz School of Medicine, or LKSOM, research on mice, showed that EVOO preserves memory and protects the brain against Alzheimer's disease. I will say EVOO all day. It's just easy. My lisp doesn't come out, and I don't stutter with it. EVOO, Wally, EVOO. In a new study in mice published online with the journal Aging Cell, do you guys have that journal on the back of your toilet? I have Inquirer, Star, and Aging Cell. Aging Cell makes you potty better. To be honest, these medical journals make you, because, you know, if you have to potty and you have reading, if you, have something where you can't use your smartphone to potty anymore because you get, like, all excited about something or you win a game or whatever, and then you clench. You need to be almost falling asleep, and then you're able to get that parasympathetic system in, and you're able to potty. So I think Aging Cell is fantastic, fantastic to use for that. And they really have some good studies. So LKSOM scientists show that yet another group of aging-related diseases can be added to a list of things that olive oil could help. Tauopathies are characterized by the gradual buildup of the tau protein. So now they call it tauopathies. Tauopathies. So puffy or pathology from the tau protein. And if the tau protein builds up in the brain, it could cause a decline in mental function. So this is the first to suggest that this extra virgin olive oil can defend against a mental decline that is linked to this tauopathy and known as frontotemporal dementia. Now, frontotemporal describes the two lobes of the brain that get affected. Well, frontotemporal affects a lot of your personality, behavior, memory, difficulties with language and writing. So, you know, and Alzheimer's can affect the hippocampus, and the hippocampus is the memory storage of the brain. So, depending on where the dementia hits, you start to lose certain functions. So, how much olive oil do you need to eat? I don't know. All right? I don't know. I mean, how much you have to drink? I don't know. I mean, this is mice. They say these mice were put on a diet supplemented with EVOO at a young age. Now, they had tau deposits, they said, so they called them tau mice. These mice were engineered to develop tauopathy. And so they compared these mice to humans who were kind of middle-aged. 6 months later, the mice were equivalent to the age of 60 in humans. Now, these tauopathy-prone animals, who should have had more tau proteins in the brain, when they were given EVOO, the extra virgin olive oil, they had a 60% reduction in these damaging tau deposits. Animals also on the EVOO diet performed better on memory and learning tests than animals that did not get the EVOO. Now, here's more. This comes from Medical Express. I know we're really teaching you something here. I know you guys need a pop quiz. Where Dr. Practical and colleagues examined brain tissue from EVOO-fed mice, they found that improved brain function was likely facilitated by healthier synapse function, which in turn was associated with greater than normal levels of a protein known as complexin 1. Now, complexin 1 helps maintain these healthy synapses. So a synapse is kind of like the conduit for the charge to, you don't have to jump from one synapse to another when you communicate the charge or the hormone, etc. And so these synapses need to be in good shape. So complexin 1 seems to play a part. So does EVOO help you have complexin 1? We don't know. How much extra virgin olive oil? I don't know. But maybe if you're going to have some bread, dip it in the extra virgin olive oil. Maybe if you are going to I don't know, eat salad, dip it in that. Now, the problem is I still don't know what happens with cholesterol levels and all that, and I just don't like dripping oil on my food. But if you're going to eat food that has oil or needs oil to make it, you might as well use that. Now, the only problem is it's expensive. I think the more we, shall we say, the more virgin the olive oil, the more expensive. So I don't know. I'm not very, good at spending a lot of money on things when I don't want to. Now, we talk about Alzheimer's. We should also talk about Parkinson's. Parkinson's is in the news. And they say Parkinson's might be able, people with Parkinson's might be able to get some tremor relief if they're treated with sound waves. It's very interesting. If you, and they use the term zapping in this article, but if you apply ultrasound waves to the brains of Parkinson's patients, they found that some of the shaking might help. 95% of the patients in the trial saw an immediate reduction in their tremors after being treated with high-frequency sound waves. Less than 1 in 10 experienced side effects over the next 6 months. The therapy worked by concentrating vibrations on tiny specific areas of the brain to heat up and destroy rogue nerves, which cause Parkinson's symptoms. Now, they say the shaking might be caused by faulty circuits in the thalamus. Circuit was the word I was looking for, but the other one. So the thalamus is a small area in the base of the brain. So the medics will target this with high-frequency sound waves. The ultrasound beams generate heat, may break down the abnormal circuit, causing the tremor. Now, I'm always blown away at how this extra heat doesn't hurt but help. But apparently they played around with it and they found that it was able to work. Don't mask. So essential tremor is something that we see with people with Parkinson's, and it looks like they're rolling a pill. It's called a pill rolling tremor. And so the latest study gives a lot of hope because Parkinson's is one of the most common neurological diseases. And so when you have a tremor, you have inability to balance, you have a shuffling gait, you can't move a lot of your muscles. Parkinson's can be very, very debilitating. I believe it affects 1 in 500 people. 1 million Americans have Parkinson's now. Stiffness, slowness of movement, tremor, sleep disturbance, chronic fatigue. You become very disabled. It's a progressive neurological condition that destroys parts of the brain. The substantia nigra that makes dopamine, and less dopamine prevents a lot of functions as well as moods. So we do dopamine agonists, and we try to supplement people's dopamine, and we try to do occupational therapy and physical therapy. But you see what happened to Muhammad Ali. He died in 2016 and he had Parkinson's. They say Robin Williams had Parkinson's, and that led to his depression and then suicide. So, I don't know. There's a reality TV show that I guess has to do with electroconvulsive therapy of the brain. And I think it's called Treatment or Torture. And having one of my in-laws, somebody that my husband, into my husband's family, had ECT, and it helped them out of their depression. And the ECT is still used today. Very controlled methods. You're sedated. You get a little bit of a shock. And, here they're talking about, zapping people's brains with ultrasound waves, whether it's electricity or ultrasound. Is it torture? Well, in the olden days, they might have held people down and they were awake. But now, they will do these medical treatments that have to include electrical impulses. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.